Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Dr. Atolabe, how are you?
Well, I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Well, compliments of the new year to you. We haven't spoken this year.
I wish you the same.
Yeah, fantastic. I hope you are fine and have been fine.
Oh, praise the Lord. It's been good. The Lord is awesome. How are you?
Ah, fantastic, fantastic. We're good, man. Long time no speak.
Yes, indeed. You went on holidays.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, Doc. Well, we're going to be talking about today's conversation with the lifestyle conversation that we began towards the end of last year. And that is the seasons of life. And so today we are talking about adulthood. Now, what are the peculiar health needs at the age of adulthood, as well as major health challenges? Please take us through this stage.
Yes, it's a very interesting age phase in life. And according to the World Health Organization, an adult is a person older than 19 years of age, unless, of course, national or cultural elements determine otherwise. But otherwise, between the ages of 20 to about 40 years, when we begin middle adulthood, a person is considered an adult. And there are very interesting physical health requirements that we need to know happens in adulthood. First of all, this is when the body reaches its maximum capacity, and that's very interesting. Before then, the body is growing, is attaining into more height in terms of physical height, in terms of emotional acquisitions. I say acquisitions because this is the time when it is best managed. This is the time when the person has actually gained a lot of experience in order to choose what is best. This is the time a person wants to be stable financially and family-wise and otherwise. This is the time when the heart muscle has gotten to its maximum capacity. After this, it's decline. So this is the time when the hormones have reached their height, especially for the woman. This is a very interesting time for women. Because for a woman or for a family that is wanting to have children, this is the best time to have children. Beyond this, it's very, very risky. Before this, the body is not able, and it does happen, but it's going to be really task, and the body is not quite ready. But in adulthood, maturity, self-confidence, autonomy, solid decision-making, this is the time. Practical things and so forth, this is the time. Self-directed experience. And of course, less open-minded and receptive to change. So you see, this is the most stable time in life. Therefore, it's good to prepare for this time. And it's good to know that one is in this time, because this is the time that you need to just get all the things that need to be, especially as I talked about having children. By the time one has, a woman in this case, has reached the age of 35, that is halfway through to 40 years old, the body's ability to get pregnant begin to decline. And after this time, the woman is told this is risky. Possibility of having a child with problems that hormones are responsible for, like the Down syndrome and such hormonal problems and genetic problems, happens when this time is not taken advantage of. Well, it's not that some women don't want to. It's just that maybe they don't get pregnant as soon as they want, or they didn't even get married as soon as they would have loved to. But it's good that when one will then make some decisions in life, that one should be aware of these things. I recall a friend once told all the suitors that were approaching her, "Well, come back in 10 years' time." And, well, last year you told them, come back in 10 years' time. Yep. Next year you said, come back in 10 years' time. But you are getting older. And for her, she said at that time, she would just enjoy saying it. Well, till today, this lady is not married. And maybe that's the choice he made in life, which is okay for some people. They make that choice and they still have productive lives that they live. But it's good to know all these things so that one do not take for granted that, well, I don't want any person now come back in so number of years. Well, remember that in adulthood, at this point in time, if you choose to have children, you had better make up your mind very quickly. So this is a key time, especially for women, because of hormonal changes that will determine whether they should. Then consider also sleepless nights, endless worries, and all that children will put you through. You need to be young and strong when you are bringing these little things to the world.
Very true.
So that at least you still have the energy to run. You still have the energy to worry and be able to take care of all of the emotional and needs or physiological and so forth of the generations that are being brought into the world. So I usually emphasize this. Then it's also, one should not forget, as I was doing my research and trying to put all this together, that there is evidence from research that the number of babies we women have will determine how we age. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, wow. Okay. Tell us more.
They measured, this is a research that was done in the Philippines. They got about 821 women, not children. They got 821 women in the Philippines between the ages of 20 and 22. And they tested them over various, two prominent markers, the telomere length and the epigenetic age. They measured this and found that the toll of pregnancy is deep in the body, depending on the number of births of children that a woman will have. And it's interesting, they said, that during pregnancy, they look younger, physiologically they are younger, but after pregnancies, they measure all of these toll on pregnancy and found that these markers, they show significant result with the number of births that a woman will have. So yes, take advantage of this period, the adulthood, to have children to be blessed with. They are flowers in the home. They make home happy and joyful. But then take more than you can cope with. And remember, the woman ages more with the number of pregnancy that she had. And that's interesting.
Quite interesting, actually. I didn't know this.
I found that interesting because, you see, I had 5. And when I tell people, they say, wow, how did you do that? I tell you what, I don't know either. It looks as if it was magic. But never. Nevertheless, it's good to know and to guide others who may not be aware, because I was not aware of all of these things at that time. I just felt like, well, you know, the Lord bless you. You have safe delivery. You praise God. And then you start raising them and doing all the best you can to take care of them. So the same principles still will obtain for every age phases that I have been discussing over time. I started from the end of life and moving towards the beginning of life. But for every phase, I have found that the very important thing is that we must keep our health very, very well in terms of following guidelines that God, the Creator, has given to man, that is, eat basically of plants. And researchers upon researchers are showing us that plant-based diets are healthier than animal-based diet. And several reasons, several proposals have been put forward why this is so. One of these very important things is that you get more fat from animal product. So you build those cholesterol in blood vessels a lot more. By the time one is in adult years, cholesterol problems already showing up. Many people with high blood pressure because their heart cannot cope with the load of the blockages along the path, the arterial path. And so high blood pressure is usually a problem at this age already.
Yeah,
so that by the time a person then gets to middle adulthood, then sickness and hospital visits become the routine. So this is the time also when one must be sure that we are eating right. Mm-hmm. Eating right, I emphasize, is eating more of the plants, because that was the original diet. Far, far less, if at all, in the animal kingdom. Some may still need that one, but at least the minimum, and be sure that we are moving towards the plant-based diet as soon as possible. People think that it's not going to sustain them, but evidence has shown very clearly that this plant-based diet is even better. You can survive on it very well. Even children from babyhood, once they start changing to solid food, should immediately get engaged in this, so that one is used to it by the time one is getting to this adulthood. In adulthood, it's more difficult to change. So it's easier to change earlier than when one gets into adulthood.
Yeah,
one is more set in adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to change. Usually they have found that it is not automatic, that there should be decline in brain activities. Ability to cope with tasks, that it need not decrease except if health is in trouble. When one has not been exercising, drinking enough water, eating the right type of diet, not on sleeping drugs, not on any drug, if, you know, as much as possible. When one eats right and live right, you will not need those drugs. I tell you, somebody said, you know, food is health compared to trying to get well when one is sick. It's better to eat well. And exercise, very, very important.
Yeah.
Because this is the age also when diabetes and all this type of lifestyle diseases begin to show up very, very quickly.
Yeah.
So adulthood is a very wonderful time. We want to enjoy it to the fullest. Some of us have passed that phase, and we are praising God that it was uneventful. All of those things, because I began to learn very early to practice the laws of health, the natural laws of health, and it's quite a blessing. And surely, if we adopt it, yes, we're going to get the blessing. I believe that life abundance starts from here.
You know, I actually, as you are talking, I can't help you know, the words are ringing that the older you are, the more careful you should be in, you know, choosing what you take in your body. You know, you know, at a younger age, perhaps you may, yes, be careful still, strict, maybe not as strict, but as you get into your 40s, approaching the 50s and the 60s, there are certain things that you would have probably discarded altogether for years by that time, because it looks like the older we get, the more susceptible we are to illness. Eh?
Very true. Very true. And because you see, there is a decline. We can't do anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
Right from the beginning of Eden, when God says, surely you shall die.
Yeah.
The body, no matter the best we do, the death is still there, and there is a degeneration going on in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to not allow that decline to be too fast, then we put those things in practice that you have mentioned, then the decline will not be too rapid. We won't go down too fast. We'll be able to be around and enjoy our grandchildren, if possible, great-grandchildren, and still be able to do things, move around, enjoy company, travel, and do many things that you like to do. And the baby boomers are doing that now, because the baby boomers are now in their middle adulthood, going into retirement age, and so forth.
Mm.
And these baby boomers are not giving up on wanting to still keep their health and their mind still intact, active, evolved, and not pushed into the background or old age too quickly. Mm-hmm. And all of that that comes with great-grandpa syndrome, but rather they still want to be active. So they're exercising, they're playing tennis, they're moving around mm-hmm. and so forth, making sure that they stay active and do not eat a lot of fat. That's very important. The fat in our diet is the greatest problem that we are facing today, especially as we get into the old age. The less mm-hmm. fat we eat, the better. In fact, generally, as I've discussed before, our intake should be less when we get older. We should eat less because we don't produce as much hydrochloric acid in the stomach to break mm-hmm. down a lot of the molecules and so forth. The food that we eat, we don't have that ability to break them down as much as we had when we were in younger years.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is very important to be choosy at this age. Yes, you are right.
Now, as we wrap up our conversation, Doc, I notice that, and I don't know if it is actually a correct observation, that inactivity at later years, say in ones maybe they in their 70s, leads to rapid aging, and also exposes one in illnesses that would otherwise not have come. I'm not sure if that observation is correct or not.
Well, this is a case of which one came first, the egg or the chicken, or the chicken or the egg.
Okay.
This is an example of such a thing. What is leading to the less mobility? It could be the wrong habits of the previous years.
Okay.
And for those who are able to really continue to move around and do things after the age of 70, they had been able to, either by coincidence, either by knowledge, been exercising before then. They've been moving around. They haven't been sitting down. One of the things that people who are involved in natural healthcare are saying today is that sitting down is one of our greatest problems in today's world. Mm-hmm. Because now we are doing a lot of sedentary work. We drive to where we're going, especially to the office. We get down, we sit down in the office all day. We don't move around. So we are having that showing up in old age. But compared with those who were active before they got to those 70s and so forth time of life, they were moving around very well. Nevertheless, if one retires and was not moving a lot before, it's time to pick it up as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Very, very important, because now the muscles are not as firm, as strong to have blood flowing and circulating very well in order for a person to be able to have good ability to move around. So it's time to move. It's going to be a little difficult, but it is time to now move. Otherwise, aging will come up very quickly and death will happen sooner than one will love it to be.
Yeah.
So both sides, before and during that time, exercise is key. In fact, after food, exercise is the most important thing. Well, sometimes there isn't anyone that's the most important. They are all important, because drinking water also is as important as exercise and eating. So it's very, very important that we exercise. It's so key. At any time, we must exercise. And during adolescence, that is during the teenage years, and during the adult years, it is important to move, to exercise. Yes.
Beautiful. Well, Doc, I do want to thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure to be speaking to you as always. I hope that you have a beautiful Sabbath ahead. And of course, Shabbat Shalom. Speak to you again next time. Thank you so much for coming through.
God bless you. Thank you. It's been nice being with you. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.